Chapter 3. Philomena has a word with Liberty. Charito the Cardinal comes over and says, "Good morning, Philomena. What a beautiful day, isn't it? The flowers are in bloom and the sky is blue. If only Liberty made room for us to eat in the bird feeder, too." "Good morning, Charito," I reply. "Let me talk to Liberty about sharing the bird feeder." "Oh, I don't know," says Charito. "She may not like it if you say anything. She can be quite a grouch, you know."
"I disagree, Charito. This is what friends do. They stand up for each other, and they also tell each other what they need to hear. Besides, Liberty may not be aware that she is upsetting all of you. So how is she going to know if we don't tell her?"
"Good morning, Liberty. Can I have a word with you?"
Liberty flies close to Philomena and perches on one of the chairs around the table.
"Good morning, Philomena. It is good to see you."
"It is good to see you too, Liberty," I reply. "I need to tell you something. You cannot be so impatient when you eat your breakfast and hog the entire bird feeder for yourself while you eat. There are enough sunflower seeds for all of you."
"But I'm hungry in the morning, Philomena," she replies.
"I know you are hungry, Liberty. We all want to have our breakfast. But you have to think about the other birds and share the bird feeder."
"I don't see why I need to share. I will have my fill first, because I am stronger, and the other birds can eat what is left when I have had my fill."
I am sad to see that Liberty is so selfish. I wish I could help her understand she needs to share.